Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Here's the headline, Brandon. You're a racist.
Oh.
White Christians think too many people see racism when it's not there, says a new survey. Survey from Pew Research revealed once again how deeply divided religious Americans are when it comes to matter of race. This comes to us via the religiousnews.com site and the great Bob Smientana.
I think it's religion news. And I should have looked up what, have you ever read the religion news before? I never even heard of
Never.
It. But
never.
I like him a lot. He is a great writer. He's really, maybe the reason we give them WAGAs or where they are on the meter is because we like them. I find him to be number one, he's a good writer. And he writes about very, very pertinent things. He's not just candy coating everything. So I'm not even going to give him I'm going to give him a dead center, a five.
Okay, so there's lots of numbers in here. I'm going to make it as simple as I possibly can. So let's just read a little bit. Just about half of Americans said people not seeing discrimination where it does exist was a big problem. Just under half said people seeing discrimination where it does not exist is the bigger issue. Among religious groups, however, white Christians are most likely to say claims about non-existent racial discrimination is the biggest problem. Sociologist Michael O. Emerson, who studies religion and public policy at Rice University, said the religion of whiteness, a distinctly American faith, he said, has a number of symbols, including a white Jesus, the cross, an American flag, and firearms. Quote, the only way to address this is a spiritual battle. You cannot just use politics to change it. Brandon, you're a racist.
Oh, okay. Well, good to know. You know, this was actually a pretty thought-provoking article for me. A lot of times I'm sort of like, kind of have an opinion already, or race in this country is such a complex, convoluted, stratified thing. It's almost hard to, it's a constant moving target. It's hard to pin down. I've thought a lot about this.
But it should be though, right?
It should be or should not be.
It should not be, right? We were founded on rich Americans who had slaves to make us who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Every time race comes up, we should be like, hey, white people, we did some bad things. We shouldn't punish ourselves all the time.
Well, that's an easy way to look at it. Or you could say, I'll take the opposite of that. What did I have to do with slavery? I never owned slaves. But you could say, well, you benefited from it. Okay, fair enough. My family came here long after this country was founded. We came as immigrants. I have no stock in the revolutionary generation whatsoever. I mean, Irish and Italian immigrants that came to America, as a lot of immigrant people did. So I'm just saying you could take the reflexive of that and say, well, that's not really true.
But you could also just say, hey, it's complicated. Race in our country. But there are people that say like exactly what you just said, taking the devil's advocate. Yeah. I had nothing to do with it, so I'm not involved. No. You're a part of this country, so you're involved.
Yeah. Well, the thing about this article that I found most thought-provoking and probably had the most meat to me. So I really, and we've talked about many, many, many times, I'm a big believer in data in terms of don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. I actually kind of rabbit-holed this guy a little bit. I drilled down and looked at a couple other articles he wrote, and he talked about fact-checking his pastors and like statistics that Christians often quote, like Christian marriages end in divorce more than are about the same as non-Christian marriages. That's actually not true. Christians are less likely to get divorced than, and by a significant number, it's not a small amount. So I was like, oh, that's something I've said many times. I just thought it was really interesting. He's big on data and facts in his writing. And one of the things that they're referencing here is this Pew Research poll where they talked about how people from these different groups see America. Not how they see themselves, but how they see America. And it was fascinating to me. I think the one big tell in this whole thing, and which would sort of support your argument, is Black Christians, Asian Christians, Latino Christians, right? And we'll lump that into, and there was a breakdown within that.
Everybody who's not white.
Everyone who's not white is like, yeah, there's lots of racism. And I'm like, oh, okay. So here I am saying, well, you know, I'm listening to those people, not me necessarily, but I'm listening to those people saying, you're looking for racism that doesn't exist. I'm like, well, they clearly see racism. I don't think it's made up in their minds. I think that racism is so subtle and it's so undercurrent, and white people propagate racism so much so that it's part of the culture that we don't even see it when it's right in front of us. I just thought that was really interesting. When you, if you were to take, I mean, it's not like 52% of black people think there's racism, or it's like 69% of Asians see racism. 88% of black people see racism. It's like, and now I could just hear it, the white churchgoer going, well, that's just because black people, it's just a trope that they say. It's not true. I'm like, no, dude. When you get that percentage of people that feel that, it's real. We have to have this conversation about why is that?
This article cuts to the exact heart of why I don't want to be called a Christian. Oh. This is the point, right? Mm. I mean, this is it. We're all racist to some degree. We're all comfortable in certain things than others. Right. It's undeniable, right?
Right. Tribalism, and all that, yeah.
Yeah, that's just it. Like, if you can't admit you've got some racist tendencies, then you're just not being real. And the fact that Christians say, we believe in Jesus, yet are not willing to search themselves and see that they have some tribal nature to it, is the exact problem that I have with the Christian evangelical church. That's it.
Well, you're taking the evangelical church. I would no longer consider myself an evangelical at all.
Oh, breaking. Is this just into the newsroom?
No, I think it, you know, I've kind of gone back to my roots. So you were raised evangelical and I was not. So it's just a little bit of everything. But I agree with you. I don't like the evangelical church. I think it's a broken hot mess. And I think it's broken in a hot mess because of its broken hot mess theology. And part of it is, I've known so many Christians, evangelical Christians, who were really rich, wealthy, and had beautiful homes, and could not see the fundamental brokenness of the world around them. And they were just like, they were like, oh, there's too many homeless people, you know, complaining about the homeless people. I'm like, that's all Jesus talked about, was how we care for the homeless. You know, it's like they've just sort of lost sight of what the Gospels actually say. And they've reconstructed the narrative to fit whatever they're doing. Oh, it's okay for me to have all this excess and wealth and consumerism, because, you know, Jesus meant for that to happen. I'm like, well, actually, no, he didn't.
No.
He didn't talk about that at all. And so, you know, it's hard for them. And that's the part of it that's a struggle, I think, why this racism thing still continues.
Then why did God bless America? Why does God continue to bless America? Why are we so rich, Brandon?
Well, there have been other nations that have been blessed and rich. England was blessed and rich for a long time. I mean, empires rise and fall. Remember, when Paul is writing his epistle to the Romans, he's in Rome, the most powerful empire in the world, and he's eventually executed by them. Rome becomes a Christian nation in large part due to the missionary work of Paul. So that in 380, Theodosius says, all right, Christianity is the only religion allowed in the empire. So, you know, there have been many times, I think the power of this message at its core is that it's inclusive of all races, all people, all types. But because human beings are at the core of this religion, they ruin it because they just want to make it easy for themselves. I was thinking about when that BLM thing happened, that was, you know, I think a lot of people don't remember that was the height of COVID. People are protesting in the streets, and our church, like a lot of churches, my church is entirely white. I think about it a lot, and it's one of the reasons why I think that we'll probably leave. It's just, but I don't know what the answer is. Like, so they did this committee to talk about race, and I'm like, well, look around this church. There are no black people here. There are no brown people here. The only people of color here are people that are, you know, socioeconomically upper middle class. So it has problems just in the very local churches we're part of. So in churches talk about, he referenced a guy in this that was a church in Charlotte. It's like 10,000 member church that's got, you know, they're big on pushing the idea of race and the problems with racism and white nationalism invading the Christian church and blah, blah, blah. And it's a very ethnically mixed church. And the guy said, the people that say there is no racism in the church or racism is way overblown, they don't stay at that church. So I'm saying when you have those conversations around this stuff, oftentimes people leave because it makes them feel uncomfortable and they don't want to feel uncomfortable.
Yes, of course. And that's my whole issue with this article, is that I understand how, if you, like you mentioned, your big rich friend who had the big house is like, we're these homeless people. I understand how you kind of get blind to the issues, mm-hmm, because you're with your club. I get that. The issue with the Christians, right, is the migrant one for me. How do Christians not say, my evangelical hardcore friends, I won't out them right now,
right,
are like, we got to keep the murderers from crossing the border into our country. We need to put a big old wall and keep those people out. That is the exact opposite of what Jesus in the gospel says. The exact. So that's the one for me that I like. I get racism. We all want to cover that up. But when it comes to like the actual teachings of Jesus, they want to be like, hey, man, we don't want to follow that one.
Well, it's interesting because obviously Jesus taught in parables. And one of the most famous parables that almost everyone knows is the story of the Good Samaritan. Often very much misunderstood why that's such a really controversial story. A first century Jew would have fully understood it. The story, the equivalent would be this. A white Christian evangelical is mugged and is stabbed by a white man. Okay? And he's left on the sidewalk. And along walks a pastor sees and it's like, oh, I've got to get to my church. Right? A white pastor walks by. I got to get to my church. And then a wealthy white Christian doctor sees him. It's like, that looks troubling to me. I don't know what went on. That guy probably deserved it. Right? I got a busy meeting to go to. And then a white suburban woman drives by and sees it. It's like, oh, that's very, very scary. Yeah, Karen drives by. It's very, very scary. And along comes a lower socioeconomic, lower middle class or lower whatever, a poor, maybe a drug addict, black guy. Maybe he's a drug addict or maybe he's whatever. He stops and gets help for this white person that's been mugged. He calls the ambulance or the police and they come and help. That's the story of the Good Samaritan. That's exactly what Jesus was saying. But people don't want to talk about that. They don't want to understand the story as is. The story is really about the three people that walk by. The story is not how great the Samaritans were, people that were outcast. They had stayed in Judea while the Jews had been taken into the Babylonian captivity. So in a sense, they were racially impure. The Jews saw them as, even though they were Jewish themselves, but because they said that the temple moved somewhere else, they were like a different tribe now. The point being is that Christians don't want to look at that. They don't want to see that what Jesus was really saying is that we have to embrace the immigrants. The world is messy and we cannot make it perfect for ourselves. If other people are suffering, then we are suffering. Period. End of discussion.
I love that analogy. I think it's perfect. And I just think back to this poll. All it takes is people, white people in evangelical churches saying, hey, maybe I'm in a club and I'm not seeing the full picture. And that I need to just hear the statistic and accept that I might have a part in judging people. And I'm in a club and I need to kind of bring them in. That's it.
Well, it's interesting. I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but he also references the idea of that evangelical churches are sort of big on guns too, right? Where it's okay to have guns. I'm like, well, aren't you saying that you don't trust God to protect you if you're saying I have to have a gun to protect my family? I mean, they would say, I'm like, no, Jesus was a pacifist. The early church would not get into the Roman legions.
I dare any of my gun-toting Christian friends to be like, give me the passage where Jesus talks about safety. Just give me that part where he's like, protect you and your family at all costs. Just, I'm wondering where that is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's interesting. I've been watching this guy who happens to be, I think I mentioned him, he's an LDS guy, and he has this great YouTube and TikTok channel where he's a Bible scholar, and he breaks down these passages, and I'm like, always amazed at how good he is at it. And he's not talking about Mormonism. He's talking about the early church. And he's often like, no, it doesn't say that. And I think that so oftentimes our pastors don't even know their own scripture. So they can say, let's cast, guns good, immigrants bad. Well, they missed the whole point then.
Okay. So breaking news that you're no longer evangelical, but are you becoming a Mormon? Is that what we're doing here on this?
Okay.
Is that what?
Listen, hey, if you like the show, please subscribe, follow us on Larry's beautiful TikTok channel or on YouTube or wherever we are. Tell a friend about the show. We're growing every day, and we love that you're listening. So remind it. And Larry, thank you for teaching me that in the very depth of a God Talk Friday, where we're supposed to be kind to each other and love one another and not swear and do all these things, that you can still get into the gutter.